member of the Jason and OC podcast.
The future King of England. I don't even feel like I should call him Prince William. I feel like I have to address him by the future King of England.
Immediately, I felt like I knew the dude.
Caleb Williams, number one overall pick, a true franchise quarterback for a franchise worthy of a franchise quarterback. Man, the Chicago Bears are back. Eberflus looked like he came from Turkey. You know what they do in Turkey, right?
You get that fresh cut.
I need to go to Turkey.
You get that fresh top up.
The final countdown.
Can you give me an explanation as to why he's not a better quarterback than Dak Prescott, but he's winning more games?
Welcome back to the Jason and OC podcast, brought to you by 888 Sport and Lazy Boy. OC,
yep,
the official partner of the NFL UK.
Yes, they are.
Their official partner. We had a new partner today.
Okay.
We had an interesting morning.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to describe what you felt like in the new partner that we met. I feel like we could be a good trio.
Yeah.
If we can get this through security clearance.
Yeah, you won't be able to do that. You won't be able to get that through security. And the security was just so laid back, and so they were just blended in, but you could tell that they were about that action.
The security was real, and yeah, I guess that's the key. You blend in.
Yeah.
But the way their eyes were scanning back and forth the field at the NFL Foundations flag football game, who was our guest? Who could be the third member of the Jason and OC podcast?
King of England? I don't even feel like I should call him Prince William. I feel like I have to address him by the future King of England.
It was wild. It was cool, man.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately, I felt like I knew the dude.
Yeah.
He was
a
real
nice guy.
It was easy to have a conversation with him.
Mm.
Very engaging, really thoughtful questions. It was a good vibe. Now, I was with you, that helped. And you are used to being around royalty.
Yep.
It's just who you are, you are, how you roll.
You know how it is.
Me on the other side, my royalty is you.
Yeah. You funny. I will say this though, taller than I thought he was.
He was tall, dude.
Yeah. He might have been taller than me. He's like 6'3" at the very least. He's very slim.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
Yep.
Like, I wonder sometimes, you know when they say the camera adds 10 pounds?
Mm.
I must look like a... I don't even know what I must look like on TV. Because he doesn't look slim on TV. He looks, but in person, he was more slender than I thought.
You know what I thought was going to happen?
What's that?
I thought you guys were going to schedule a five-a-side game.
Yeah.
Because the conversation turned towards
It went to that.
Both of you,
He said he just finished playing a game today.
Yep. And that's what you do.
That's what I do. Yeah.
So it was almost there, but I think when he scanned you, he was like, I don't want to be out there with you though.
Yeah, but I would have given him wide berth. I'm not trying to, supposedly I'm a citizen, but they can revoke that citizenship.
Yeah.
If anything happens, they'd be like, boy, get your ass out of here.
It was cool when you told him you were born here, how he was asking the questions on all of that. And that was really interesting to hear.
Yeah. Great morning. Great morning.
You know who else had a great morning on Sunday?
Okay.
Well, it wasn't the morning, but it was kind of the morning in America.
In America, yeah.
The guy we're going to talk about in the Lazy Boy Game of the Week. Let's talk about Caleb Williams, because he was our primetime performer this week.
Yes, Jay Bell, our primetime player of the week. Caleb Williams came out here to the United Kingdom and showed out in the second quarter. Caleb Williams.
Fakes to Allen, fakes to Swift, and there's Kmet. Cole Kmet. Touchdown.
Fakes one way, fakes the other way, and then goes right down the middle, and it's Kmet out of Notre Dame running people over, getting to the end zone. What a great football play.
Kmet had two touchdowns on the day, but look at this play design, OC. It was magnificent. So much eye candy. Faking to the left, faking to the right. He had the defense in shambles, throwing right down the middle. Caleb Williams orchestrating a great drive, great touchdown. The man has arrived.
In shambles. In shambles. Second quarter still. Caleb Williams, look at his eyes down the field, feels the pressure, eludes it, and takes off scrambling again.
Williams gets out of trouble to his left, Now he keeps it again. He's got a lot of room. Williams inside the five.
This is what I love about his game. Then he runs over a defender, J-Bell.
Oh, so you have to love this guy's feel for the game. His control in the pocket, eyes down the field. He's feeling the pressure. He's not looking at it, and he is trying to bring the pain, give a little punishment to the defender. His coach just throwing his headset off because he's celebrating his quarterback's run.
Eberflus looked like he came from Turkey. You know what they do in Turkey, right?
You get that fresh cut.
I need to go to
Turkey.
You
get that fresh top up. He got that fresh top up. That turkey topper.
Yeah, it looked good, man. He had the little, that's a little too good, man.
He said, he said I'm natural. Close, so yeah, I'm going to go get
natural.
It done.
That's not natural, man. Okay. In the third quarter, Caleb Williams stands tall in the pocket and delivers a strike.
Over the middle. Keenan Allen. Touchdown.
That is Keenan Allen, J-Bell.
One of Touchdown. The best throws in the NFL you'll ever see. He threw right at the back of Keenan Allen's helmet. Precise ball placement. One of his two touchdowns on the day. And he's saying, I got ice in my veins. Mm.
In the fourth quarter, and the Bears with Caleb Williams going to add insult to injury.
Chicago Bears, second and goal. DeAndre Swift doesn't get it. Instead, it's a touchdown. To Keenan Allen.
Look at this back shoulder fade to Keenan Allen. Toe tap touch. Or whatever they call that, J-Bell, for the touchdown.
Toe tap? Don't you give me any kind of dap. That's what he said as he scored that touchdown. And you're right.
You
look at the ball placement.
I just made that up.
And I like it, OC. Just like I like the way that toe just swang across the grass. Great play by Keenan Allen. One-on-one coverage. He sees it on the outside and he attacks Caleb Williams. Balling.
Swang across the grass. What is going on here? Caleb Williams, absolute baller,
swang.
Came down to London and showed out.
You got me swangin'.
So swang.
It was a song. You got me swang.
You were something else, man.
All right, OC, you know we had to give some love to Caleb Williams. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of primetime performers, but the Bears beat the Jaguars 35-16. And Caleb Williams, he made NFL history. He threw four touchdowns and ran for 56 yards. I mean, he delivered a masterclass in London. The Bears were firing on all cylinders, and Williams seemed to take control. Cole Kmet was a red zone weapon. He had his two touchdowns. And let's be honest, Chicago and that offense, they looked unstoppable in the second half.
Yes, they did. And the one thing that I want people to really understand, Chicago Bears, one of the iconic franchises in NFL history. But when people ask, who is the franchise quarterback for the Chicago Bears? Have they ever had one? You can't really think of one. Maybe you go back to McMahon, right? But was he truly a franchise quarterback? They have one now. Caleb Williams, number one overall pick. A true franchise quarterback for a franchise worthy of a franchise quarterback. Man, the Chicago Bears are back, J-Bell.
I totally agree. They finally got him. And did you love his tea party celebration?
That was pretty cool.
That was cool. I heard it went viral.
Yeah, it did.
Everybody was excited.
I don't know, but maybe it went viral. That's what we hear. Because, you know, I don't know the cool kids. I don't know what's going on with that.
You always like when they're aware of where they are, right? And these young players seem to be very understanding and knowing what will go viral and what will work. And he did that. We get to see Trevor Lawrence again this week. You know, he was 23 out of 35, 324 passing yards, two touchdowns and an interception. He has some drops, but I'm excited to see him next week.
Did you see, I think they said that his receivers dropped like four touchdowns.
Yes, it was four.
It was four, right? So they could have conceivably won the game if his receivers would have caught the ball.
They ended up scoring on those drives, but yet they would have had more
time.
On the ones where they dropped? Yeah, they came back to him and somebody else ended up scoring. Well, at least one of them.
One of them. You're right.
The thing about it is, and I'm excited to see Trevor this week because of that, when they dropped those passes, OC, he didn't show any emotion. Which you understand as a player, the camera's always on the quarterback.
Yeah.
Always on the quarterback, and he's aware. Mm-hmm. So whenever he shows signs of distaste, disgust. Mm. We saw a guy last week that made it real
obvious
whose fault it was. Trevor didn't even flinch, man. When he made a mistake, OC, I saw him get frustrated, visibly like, oh, that's on me. When it was somebody else, he did not.
So essentially what you're saying is, even with the game yesterday, the Jets versus the Bills, the guy went up there to the podium and basically threw his receiver under the bus again. So you're saying that Trevor Lawrence doesn't do that.
He doesn't do that. And I'd like to discuss that later.
Yeah, that's fine.
Hold on to that thought, OC. No worries. You coming with the heat.
You know, I get down.
You coming with the heat. You know what? The 49ers beat the Seahawks 36-24. The 49ers get this win, man. And Brock Purdy looked good, man. He was 255 yards, 3 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. He shredded the zone defense of Seattle. And we talked about this defense earlier in the year. They were holding it together, but it was against lesser opponents. Yeah. And your boy Nick Bosa, man, he dominated. He got 14 quarterback pressures. Mm. And Deebo Samuels exploded for 102 yards and a touchdown. As you would say, OC, the 49ers owned every phase of the game.
Mm, yes, they did. First of all, what people might not understand is how difficult it is to get 14 pressures in a game, even if you are unblocked, right?
Yeah.
If nobody blocked you, you still might not get 14 quarterback pressures in a game. This is a guy who is rushing at an elite level. Now, they don't always convert the sacks, right? Don't always convert the sacks. But still, being able to put that amount of pressure on the quarterback, boy, oh boy, incredible.
That's a good point because we don't talk about it enough, but those pressures are the key.
Yeah.
Those pressures are why you get rid of the ball quickly and why, as a defensive back, I got that timer in my head, right? We always talk about it. How fast is the ball supposed to come out so I can jump on a route, so I can anticipate the throw? It's the pressure that allows me to do it. So it might not be the sacks, but the pressure these guys bring is key. And Brock Purdy, OC, in my opinion right now, he's playing his best quarterback of his career.
Okay, so he's playing the best quarterback of his career. That means that, you know, when he's up next year, they got to pay him $65 million a year. Is that what you're saying?
They're going to have to pay him a ton of money.
So they're going to have to pay more than Dak Prescott.
I mean, that's what the market dictates.
So that's
right?
What they're going to do. Is that what you're saying?
Wait, I don't know.
I'm just asking you, are they going to pay Brock Purdy $60-something million a year?
They're going to pay him $60.
So they're going to pay more than Dak Prescott.
That's the market, right? You get more.
No, I know what the market
is.
I'm asking you, are they going to pay him more than Dak Prescott?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Can he be better than Dak Prescott?
Is he better than Dak Prescott?
He's winning more games.
So he's better than Dak Prescott.
He's not better than Dak Prescott.
Why is he not better than Dak Prescott?
I think Dak Prescott is a better player.
Why do you think that?
I think Dak Prescott can do more with less.
Oh, okay. So here we go with the, what is this? This is a...
I'm not hating on Purdy.
No, you've never hated on him.
You giving me I'm on a one-lane street. I can't back up.
I'm going to tell you what you're doing, Jason Bell. I'm going to tell you exactly what you're doing. You are doing the same thing that so many other people have done. Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevance, and because he was drafted the last pick in the draft, you're saying he can't be that good. We're not going to pay him more than Dak Prescott or Trevor Lawrence or Joe Burrow. No way. You're doing it. You just sat over here and contradicted yourself. You just said he's playing the best quarterback. He's won more games. He's done all this, but he's not a better quarterback. Why is he not a better quarterback than Dak Prescott? Can you give me your reasons as to why? Can you give me an explanation as to why he's not a better quarterback than Dak Prescott, but he's winning more games? He's to more victories. And by every statistical measure, he's playing at the highest level. But you won't give him that big chalupa, J-Bell.
I'm going to tell you a fact right now.
Okay.
A fact.
I like facts.
You ready?
Yes.
The Ravens beat the Commanders 30-23.
I like that.
The Ravens beat the Commanders 30-23, and the run game was dominant. Oh, so you got to love this. 205 rushing yards, and Lamar Jackson added 323 passing yards. Kept the Commanders guessing, and Baltimore's ground and pound style, bro. They just get after you in the second half and in the fourth quarter. It was clutch, and it proved too much for Washington to handle. Now, Jalen Daniels. They got their quarterback.
Yes.
He's good. But obviously, they held them in the running game to just 52 yards, and that was a thing. Derrick Henry took over the game with 132 yards and 2 touchdowns. And Zay Flowers, bro, 9 receptions for 132 yards. He was balling in the first half.
when the Baltimore Ravens are operating like this, there's really not, you just can't do anything.
Yeah.
Like, how do you go ahead stopping a football team like this? The quarterback can run. They have a Hall of Fame running back in the backfield, and then you got the receiver opening up the middle. I mean, it's just ridiculous that what they can do, the stress that they put on you as a defense, where they can attack you in so many different ways.
Great formula. Right. The way they approach games, when they got to throw, they can do that. When they got to run, they can do that. The offense is probably clicking on all cylinders. Mm. Lamar MVP right now.
What is that?
Something. Some buzz you in your ear?
Yeah, it's whispering in my ear.
Something. What whispering in your ear?
Really? Wow. I can't believe that.
What happened?
That was interesting.
What?
You didn't see that bird?
No, what that bird say?
You didn't see the bird?
I didn't see the bird whispering in your ear.
Did it? Nobody saw that? Nobody saw that bird?
What the bird?
Are you sure?
I didn't see no dang bird.
Wow. It's incredible.
What did the bird say?
It's just saying, he was like, hey, I know Lamar is the MVP and all that good stuff. And there's a Jaden Dan. Oh, yeah, the team they just played.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So the bird is telling me that as of right now, he believes that Jaden Daniels is a better thrower of the football than Lamar Jackson.
Really? Okay. That's what the birdie told you?
Yeah, and he just flew off. That's interesting.
Well, tell that birdie.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson is right now the MVP of the league.
Really, right now?
Yeah. Okay. He's the MVP of the league. Okay. Birdie.
Okay, so the bird is wrong about the Jaden Daniels being the better throw of the football than...
The bird can have its opinion.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson is the MVP right now.
Again.
Right now.
Has anybody ever won, like, back-to-back MVPs?
Yeah, it's happened.
Okay.
A-Rod.
Back to back.
Yeah, A-Rod was back to back, I believe.
Birdie, they said you're wrong. So. That's what they said.
Is the bird right or wrong about the Packers beating the Cardinals 34-13? And the Packers, man, turnovers.
Yeah.
They attacked ball, man. They forced three fumbles. And Jordan Love, four touchdowns, bro. He's back. I mean, he had the little injury. Mm. He's balling again. But this Green Bay defense just takes the ball away. 17 so far this season. And you know the game is all about possessions and capitalizing on it. Jordan Love is doing that. When you look at this team, they're going to be hard to beat.
They are. And they really, really play like a team. Like, you know, Green Bay itself is a community, close community, close-knit community. What I love about this team is it feels like this team is an accurate representation of the community because they are a very close-knit team. And it was on full display. Romeo Doubs scored a touchdown. He was coming off of suspension or whatever, scored a touchdown. And, you know, nowadays it's... you know, people are shooting each other with guns, celebration. The young boys are going crazy. Romeo Doubs scored a touchdown. He just stood up, dropped the ball, grabbed his teammates, gave them a big hug.
Yeah.
And I was like, it was so refreshing.
Yeah.
To see that. Because everything now is, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me. And his celebration was, come here, my teammates, gave them hugs. I almost shed a tear, Daybell, when I saw that. Yeah. I was like, this is beautiful.
I agree, man. That's what it's about. It meant so much because of the week he had and having his success, man. That's what we do in the locker room, man. Yeah. And I'm with you, man. I know they love all the dancing, but all
I mean, he was doing all this in the camera. He was doing this.
Yeah.
And Layla was like, I love it. That's what I want to see. We're just talking about this in the car. We want to see foolishness. I love it. Show me more of that.
Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you something that was foolish, my brother. Mm. The Texans putting up 41 on the Patriots.
Okay.
41-21. And C.J. Stroud, man, complete offensive performance. Three touchdowns, solid game management. Joe Mixon coming back is the key, though.
Yeah.
102 rushing yards. And the Texans' defense, they were relentless on the rookie quarterback, Drake May, forcing him into three costly turnovers. And, you know, Damian Pierce came back also, so that was great for the running game. I'm telling you, man, we get to see this young quarterback, Drake May, this week here. Yeah. But my goodness, he was under pressure. He showed some light. But this Houston Texans team, one of the top three in the AFC, if you ask me.
Solid football team all around. They got the quarterback. They got the defense. Mixon coming back with the running game. They got the coaching ability. They got the entire nine. I am a big fan of the way Houston Texans play football. See how long they can keep it going.
Wouldn't be surprised if we saw them in the Final Four. OC, I know it'll be tough. The Buccaneers, you shaking your head? You're not convinced? I threw that up and didn't give you a chance to answer.
No.
As a Houston Texan, I'm very excited about what this team can do.
Here we go.
I am. I'm a Giant.
You're
I'm a Texan.
You're a Texan. But you're more a Cowboy.
But I'm a Giant and a Texan.
You're a member of the royal family. You name it. You name it. You're part of it.
The Buccaneers beat the Saints 51-27. It was explosive offense, man. Mm-hmm. Baker Mayfield threw for 325 yards and 4 touchdowns. My man in the slot was killing Chris Godwin, man. Mm-hmm. He was taking them short passes, and he was getting loose, man. But Sean Tucker also had a breakout game with 192 total yards. Tampa Bay, they posted a franchise record in yardage, and they show they can dominate in all phases. But crazy they win this game, OC, because they turned the ball over 3 times.
Yeah, usually don't win games when you turn the ball over like that. But I will say this. Spencer Rattler played okay in the first half.
He gave away 2 of them picks.
Yeah,
but you're right.
they came after him. My man Bowles.
Yeah.
In the second half was like, okay, you think you're going to do something. He dialed up the pressure, confused Rattler. It was a problem. But I'll say this. I'm shocked. Surprised, I would say.
Okay.
At how well Baker Mayfield has played this year. I thought that at some points, it was going to dip, but it just hasn't. This guy might actually be who he thought he was.
You said earlier about personalities and fitting.
Yeah.
Baker attacks. He has that mentality from when he was in college, right? He has that chip on his shoulder.
Yep.
He's found a way to balance it in a controllable way. Right? Because that chip can take over at times, where it can make you do things and say things that you should not do it. It feels like he has such control of himself, man. Like, you want to mature in life. You want to get better. It seems like every single year he's getting better as an individual, and the teams he is on, because he's the quarterback, are getting in an advantageous situation because of it. The dude attacks. It doesn't matter what happens.
Yeah. He's a baller, man. I respect Baker Mayfield.
Is he the MVP of this team?
Of the Bucs?
Yeah.
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt. There's nobody even close to performing the way he's performing.
Yeah. Nah, he's the dude. Hey, man, before we move on, what happened to the Saints, man?
Fell off a cliff. It got some injuries, that's for sure. But defensively is what's really shocking me.
Yeah.
Like, defensively, this is a team that has been so solid defensively for so long. And over the course of the past couple of weeks, man, it's just been an embarrassment. I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, it feels like that offense was high flying. And then when it lost its balance, it lost its charisma and its flow and all that. Mm. The Eagles beat the Browns 20-16. But OC, I don't want to talk about the Eagles. I want to talk about the Browns. Watson struggled again, failing to pass for 200 yards. The Browns have now dropped to 1-5, and he's clearly not playing well.
Yep. The problem with the Browns and people wanting them to pull Deshaun Watson is, forget the salary implications, right? Forget the job implications. Who do you replace him with? His backup is Jameis Winston. And shout out to Jameis, good guy, great character. But I just don't think that he's going to be the spark. He's going to be the guy. Say, for instance, they had Flacco still there.
Yeah.
I'd be like, okay, I get it, right? Mm-hmm. Make this move. But Jameis Winston, I don't think that is worth the trouble that comes with benching a guy who you're paying $50-something million a year. I just don't think that it is. And so I think they just got to ride this one out, man.
Valid argument. It's easy to go the other direction, but I see what you're saying. And you talked about Flacco. He threw 2 touchdown passes.
Yeah.
Last week when the Colts beat the Titans. And Will Levis, man, they're betting on him. He just had 83 yards passing, bro. Yeah. And that offense looked a mess.
It looks like the mayonnaise that he puts in his coffee. That's what it looks like. Like, minute I saw him putting mayonnaise in his coffee and eating a banana without peeling it, I was like, okay, he's the TikTok era of quarterback, man. He's playing like that. He's got a good arm, strong, strong arm.
But it's the TikTok era quarterback.
TikTok era, man. TikTok era.
You know what? You make a good point, because now look at the Chargers beating the Broncos 23-16. And you think about their head coach, Harbaugh. he's brought in culture.
Yep.
I mean, they dominated from the opening kickoff, and this is what they are. They have an identity, and you're seeing that on the field.
When you think about the quarterback position, remember Herbert?
They were
talking about how Herbert was the this.
Yeah, just he needs to be this and that, but no.
Doesn't seem like, you know, they're not, the game isn't revolved around him really anymore. It's really about their team, their culture, their identity. It's about what Harbaugh has brought to this team.
He was clinical throwing the ball 237 yards, but you're right, it's easier for him because it's not all on his shoulders. I'm going to tell you who somebody's shoulders that sometimes I feel is heavy, bro.
Okay.
It's our boy Antonio Pierce. Steelers beat the Raiders 32-13. There was more Steelers fans in that stadium. Home game for the Raiders. But, you know, this is the problem with being in Vegas sometimes.
Yeah.
Steelers fans travel well. They were packed in there. And Aiden O'Connell, they made the quarterback change. He was shaky at best.
Yep. I thought you were going to say something else.
No, that was
when you said shh.
You thought I was going. You thought I was going. No, he was shaky. He was shaky. Najee Harris of the Steelers. I mean, it was one of his best performances ever. 106 yards, 2 touchdowns. What are you thinking about our Raiders or the Steelers? You got?
Yeah, listen, the Steelers are what they are. We know they're going to play good defense, number one. We know they're going to run the ball, or at least attempt to run the ball. Justin Fields playing pretty good football. The Raiders, on the other hand, seem to have completely capitulated for reasons that are beyond comprehension. They have veteran players. They have good players on the team, a good coach.
Yeah.
It's tough. I remember we had a when I went up to the top 100 thing for the Giants.
Yeah.
And I remember I was speaking to Coach Coughlin. And, you know, he was there. And I was speaking to him. I was like, yeah.
Oh, helping he's there with the Raiders.
He was with the Raiders.
He's still there with Antonio. Exactly. Yes.
And so I was speaking to him. And he's like, Antonio is fantastic. Antonio is great. And he was like, I was like, the team. He was like, I wish them luck.
Oh.
And this
he's
was.
He's telling you exactly what he thinks of the roster.
This was before they played a game.
Yeah.
He was like, I wish them luck. In my head, I was like, really?
Luck.
He knows. He's telling me the truth. And so to see this happening is I just hope Antonio doesn't pay the price for it.
No, he'll be all right because I think they know they don't have the talent.
Yeah.
So it'll give him time, right?
I'm manifesting that. Yeah. Let's do that. Let's do that.
Yeah, Antonio. Let's do that. And the Falcons are manifesting a running game with Bijan Robinson and Tyler Algier. I mean, this is a good combination. They won 38-20 versus the Panthers. And you know what? Panthers, Andy Dalton, 2 picks. They might have to go back.
Yeah.
They might have to go back to my
Bryce.
Man. Yeah.
Because it doesn't make any sense now.
You might as well play him. You're not winning.
Might as well. Let him fall flat. Whatever it is, whatever happens, you might as well just let him deal with that. Andy gave him the little boost when he came in, balled out.
Exactly.
No, this is not that.
Put him back in the game, Panthers. Oh, see, I never want to rush you ever in life because you have so many good things to say. Mm. We can move as fast as you want on the Bengals.
What am I doing on the balcony?
The Bengals beating our Giants 17-7. As fast as you want to move, we can get off this. Joe Burrow made it happen with his legs, though, and obviously those two receivers.
Shout out to Azeez Ojulari.
Okay.
Big game, big sacks.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Burns.
Yeah.
Performed well.
That D line.
They're nasty.
They are.
They play good
dominant.
Ball. They play good ball. They play good ball.
They
so
do.
I'm happy about that. But other than that, nothing else.
Yeah.
It ain't like Cincinnati played well. You
no,
know what I mean?
No.
It's just wasn't a good game.
To your point, though, they slowed Burrow down like that because that defensive line can take over games.
Yeah.
That front seven
after.
Can get after you. Monday night, the Bills 23, the Jets 20.
Yeah.
Josh Allen was clutch, 215 passing yards, 3 touchdowns. He had a high passer ratings, and the Bills held off the Jets, who tried to make a late comeback thanks to Allen's leadership. What do you think about this game? Ray Davis had 152 scrimmage yards, and, you know, Buffalo snapped their 2-game losing streak, which is helpful, and they are 4-2 at the moment.
I thought that, you know, when you fire your head coach, usually you get a bit of a bump, right?
Mm-hmm.
I thought the firing of Robert Saleh was wrong, but there was no bump. It was a Hail Mary pass, which was completed, which was interesting, and Rodgers to Lazard, should have caught some of those out here in London, decided he was going to do this one. But at the end of the game, Rodgers threw another pick. 2 minutes left to go, he threw another interception. And they were asking him about the interception. Mm-hmm. And he threw, I think it was Mike Williams, the receiver, threw him under the bus.
Really?
He was like, yeah, at the corner of my eye, he was supposed to be running one route, and he didn't. And then blah, 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 and then I threw the interception. He was supposed to be doing this. And then the reporter asked him, he was like, so did you not see? He was like, no, I saw, but you know, he wasn't supposed to be doing that. He was supposed to be doing something. And I was like, oh my God, here we go again.
Man.
Here we go again, Jay Bell. I mean,
he's off to his worst start of his career.
Yeah, he's got to blame somebody.
And the cracks, you know, he cares about himself.
Yeah.
He cares about himself. You know, I will say, like, Breece Hall finally got going on the ground. Mm-hmm. Garrett Wilson had 100 yards receiving. But yet, you find a way. As a quarterback, your mistakes are me. Mm-hmm. The successes are we.
We.
That is the quarterback position.
Yeah.
You are placed in that leadership role to do that. And if you can't, we listen. We listen to what you're saying, players.
Mm-hmm.
And we go, oh, that's what's up? So you're de facto, you're the leader because the position says you're the leader.
Mm-hmm.
But are you the leader? You? And these are things where leadership, it's what you say, especially to the media, because you're talking to us.
Mm.
Last game, Osi. We held this for the final finish.
Okay.
The final flurry. Countdown.
Flurry.
The final countdown. You just gotta have a lot of hair.
So basically I can't do nothing.
No, when you do it, because I see a wind machine in hair. Right?
So I can't. I just gotta.
And guess who was feeling like that? The Lions with their mane.
Mm.
47-9 against the Cowboys
mm.
on Jerry Jones's birthday. The man's birthday. Jerry Jones. Dominated. On his birthday, Jared Goff was nearly perfect, throwing 2 touchdowns and posting a very high passer rating, over 150. Just hear me out. That's high. David Montgomery, who just got a new contract, was bulldozing him. He got 2 touchdowns. The Lions racked up 47 points. It was so ruthless. Dak Prescott threw 2 picks, and that offense was just lifeless. And their defense, bro.
Mm.
Their defense. They don't want to get in a fight.
Yeah.
They do not want to get in a bar fight because it's too small, the room is too condensed, and they are going to get pushed around. What do you think?
So they thought Zimmer was going to, you know, be an upgrade to Dan Quinn.
Yeah.
They thought it was going to be an upgrade.
Mike Zimmer.
The lie detector said that was a lie. This football team is listless, toothless.
Ooh.
One of the worst football teams in football right now. It doesn't make any sense.
You know what? It doesn't make any sense. And you know what? We need to make sense of this. So let's listen to this clip by Jerry Jones. Let's see if Jerry can make any sense of this to us.
Okay.
What would it take you to evaluate making a head coaching change in season?
Oh, I haven't even considered that. I'm not considering that. Just so you're clear, not considering that.
But you've done it once before.
I wouldn't be a hypothetical in that matter. Do you think I'm an idiot? Do you? Okay, well, I'm not going hypothetical with you about when I'd consider coaching change in light of the timing we're sitting here with. I'm not at all.
First of all, I miss that Southern accent, bro. I love that. Do you think I'm an idiot? Do you?
I thought about a man who's at his birthday party who's upset about somebody in attendance.
Yeah.
Like, it's your party and it's a good time. And you invited them to my party? You've ruined this whole party
because
they ruined his birthday.
47-9? Isn't that the worst loss in his career? Under his ownership?
I've never seen anything like it. And this team, you will say this though, the talent on the team is under his discretion.
Okay.
Right?
So you don't think they're a talented football team?
To your point earlier about Mike Zimmer, who's coached a long time, Mike Zimmer knows how to stop the run.
Mm.
He knows what plays the call. But if Jason Bell is supposed to be in this gap and he's getting pushed out of that gap and you can't get him to stay in that lane to stop the run, what are you going to do? How are you going to design it? Then you start panicking. Then you start selling out to stop the run, right? What does that do? That exposes you in the back. On defense, you're always hiding where's Waldo? Because there's always a weakness, right? You're moving it around. But if everything is, what are you gonna do?
Well, you know who else seems to be hiding right now? We talked earlier about, you know, $60 million quarterbacks.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
All that.
Okay. Is he hiding?
We don't know where he is.
Oh.
CeeDee Lamb, where are you? We don't know where these guys are. And I have to be honest, not on no hating stuff, but when you get paid that kind of money,
yes,
which they have earned,
yeah,
they have earned that money. They deserve every single penny that they're being paid. But when you're being paid that kind of money, you're being paid that kind of money because we don't want to hear excuses.
That's
you are not being held to the same standard as everybody else. We're paying you like a superhuman. And so we deserve, or we expect, superhuman efforts, superhuman ability, superhuman results. Not getting that out of neither one of them. I tell you what, my brother told me this last year. He was like, oh, see, they're going to pay Dak Prescott $60-something million a year. He called the number. Jimbo. Mm-hmm. I said, are you insane?
Jimbo called it out quick.
He called the number.
Jeez.
And I said, what would make you think that they're going to pay somebody who hasn't won a Super Bowl, you know?
60 plus.
He was like, Cowboys have no choice. I was like, no, they do have a choice. They're going to move on from this guy. They're going to move on. They're going to rebuild. Time came. What did they do? Gave him that money. He called me. He was like, I told you. I said, you're right, Jimbo. You did tell me that. I didn't think they were going to do it. But they did. And now we're seeing the end result of that. This is crazy, Jason.
Is this why Jerry stalled out? I thought he was stalling out just to control the narrative of the news cycle, which he's a genius at. But maybe, to your point, he's like, he's on the cliff because he's like, I don't think this guy can carry the squad.
Yep.
He's great, but we don't have
the
team that he, you know, he can put us on his back and carry us. He threw less than 200 yards and 2 picks. Threw the ball 33 times, only 17 completed.
Crazy.
That's not taking over a game.
Nope.
So the pressure's on you when you get the check, OC. So I'm with you on that.
Big chalupa. That's why we don't have no pressure.
So it's that time. It's our picks of the week, and we are powered by 888 Sport, the official partner of the UK and Ireland. OC, we got some tasty ones for you this week.
I'm calling my shot.
You calling it?
I'm going 5-0.
Ooh, right now, off the jump, because he has that power from 888 Sport.
What was that? What was that? There's nothing there. There used to be a bicep.
But now the white make you look
tofu.
Slimmer?
Totally,
no,
it's
a black. Okay.
It's tofu.
Okay.
Veggies and lean proteins.
Here in London, we have the Patriots at the Jacksonville Jaguars. It's their home game at Wembley Stadium. Where are you going in this one?
I think the Jacksonville Jaguars are entirely too desperate. They cannot lose this football game or else. But as soon as they get on that plane, there's going to be minus some coaches.
No, it's
yeah.
Backs are against the wall for sure. I'm going with the Jaguars also. We got a conference game. We have the Eagles at the Giants. Ooh.
You know what? I like the way the Giants are playing. Defensively, especially. I think the Giants win this game.
You're going to go with the
Giants?
I'm going with
Giants.
I'm going with my heart also. I am rolling with the Giants with you, OC.
Let's go.
We got a matchup. The Lions at the Vikings. These two teams could be the final two heading to the Super Bowl, in my humble opinion. What are you thinking?
I think the Detroit Lions are the superior team. I got the Lions winning this game, J-Bell.
You know what? I'm just going to flip it just because I'm going with the Vikings.
I'm not doing any of that. I'm going for the jugular.
You're going for the jugular?
I'm going for who I think is really going to win.
Rewind. I'm going with the Lions also because I picked them to be in the Super Bowl. I got to roll with that. The Chiefs at the 49ers. This is a game.
Can I get back to you?
You can get back to me. I'm going. You know what? It's time. It's time for Patrick Mahomes to shine. The Chiefs get this. It's the Super Bowl rematch. Let it happen. Patrick Mahomes letting it fly.
No. 49ers.
I sold you the other direction.
Sold me the other direction. 49ers. Purdy gets his win and his $65 million.
Ooh, count it, count it, count it. And last but not least, the Jets at the Steelers.
New York Jets are going to win this game.
You know what?
Yeah, Jets.
I'm going with the Avalanche. Steelers win at home.
Okay.
You like that?
That was pretty good, actually.
You like that? Yeah. I just felt like I...
It was really good.
When you did... When you, I was with royalty today, yes. So I felt like that was enough.
That. I got
yeah,
you
know what I'm saying? Sense. You just dip that out.
Makes sense.
Yeah, and that's what we think is going down on week 7. Please head over to 888-SPORT for all the odds. We got them there. And remember, 18 plus, always gamblers. Thank you for joining us on another Jason and OC podcast, and we appreciate all the love. Keep subscribing. Keep clicking all the tabs. Keep liking all the buttons. Make the comments. We really, really appreciate it. Till next week.